Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Embrya. How may I help you?
Hello there.
Yes,
my name is Darren Coulter.
Well,
pretty good.
Okay.
I've got a couple of charges on my credit card bill from your company, and I don't recall what it is exactly.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm going to look up the account with the phone number. You just call me from. Can you verify your address for me?
306 Eisenhower, Philo, Illinois.
Okay. The zip code is 61864.
Right.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm waiting on your account to pull up. It should be pulling up in one moment. And what was the charges on your account?
Well, I've got one charge for $5.74 on the 4th of December. And then another one, $67.32 on the 8th of December.
Okay. So on 12/4, you did a online one, the Tesco bag. It was $5.74. And let's see. I'm gonna see what this is right here. So do you know anything that you order a Tesco bag? Anything like that?
What is it again?
I think it says a testicle bag.
Tactical bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, with you ordering that, that was a sweepstake. And
well, yeah, I do remember that. It's like one of them deals where it says just pay the shipping and then it's free.
The shipping and handling, yes. And
the shipping.
You selected to be shipped out to you. That is a welcome gift for joining our Factory Direct Club savings. Every month you are charged. In return, you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Customer Gadget Club, our online web store.
Yeah,
so,
I don't want that.
Okay, so I'm going to cancel your membership. That's a membership, that's 6732. Like when you enter the sweepstake on the terms and condition, I think you had a 24 to 48 hours to cancel your card, so you wouldn't be able to be charged. So that's why that 6732 had came out of your account, because that's the membership for this store, and the membership gives you credits to buy at this store.
Yeah, I guess I should have read the thing better. I don't want that, please. Can you take that off?
So you want me to cancel your account and give you
yes,
a discount?
Please.
Or you want the 6732 back, or can I give you a 50% discount of that?
Just give me a full credit. I don't want any of that, please.
I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but I can't give you a full discount. I can only give you a 50% of the 6732 back, because it's a final charge. I'm just the customer agent that's working for this vendor, so I don't know how they operate for it. So I can only give you a 50%.
Yeah, just do what you can and cancel it.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on a brief hold, and I'm going to give you that 50% back, and I'm going to give you a cancellation code with the number. So just give me like a few moments and I will get back to you.
All right, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Sir?
Yes.
So I had spoken to my supervisor, and I was going to give you your full 6732 back, and I'm going to cancel your account. So when I give you your refund, I'll do it while we're on the phone. So 6732, I'm going to refund you back 6732, and I'm going to cancel your account out. So
right.
Give me one
thank
moment.
You very much. Okay, thanks.
For your confirmation code. So you are going to get this back in 3 to 5 business days. So I am... Okay. Okay, so, sir. So I just did the refund. It's of 6732, and 6732. So you're gonna get that back in 3 to 5 business days. And are you ready for the cancellation code?
Yes, please.
Okay, C as in cat. 2631269 76, and I'm canceling your account right now. Did you get the confirmation code?
Okay. So what do I do with this code?
Do you need me to repeat it back, or you got it?
I've got it, but what am I supposed to do with it?
Oh, it's just a cancellation code that if this hasn't canceled, you could call back with this same code.
I see.
Okay, so I am going to be canceling your account now, and that's it.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. You're very helpful.
No problem.
Sure appreciate it.
All right. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.